The 18th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of St. James the Apostle, Bishop of Jerusalem. It was on this day that St. James the Apostle, Bishop of Jerusalem, was martyred. He was one of the 12 disciples chosen by Jesus Christ and was even related to him, as told in Galatians 1, verse 19. The Virgin St. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the sister of Mary Cleophas, who was the wife of Cleophas, also called Alphaeus. James was the son of Cleophas and his wife Mary. Two of James' brothers were also disciples, Simon and Thaddeus Jude, as told in Matthew 13, verse 55. Therefore, the three brothers were the cousins of Jesus Christ. James is also sometimes called James the Lesser, to identify him from the other disciple named James, who, with his brother St. John the Beloved, were the sons of Zebedee. The Lesser is thought to have meant that he was younger than the other James. A very fair-minded person, he was also known as James the Just. Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells the story of how there had been a terrible drought in Palestine, and it was when James prayed to God, asking for relief from the drought, that God sent rain to water the land. It is said that Jesus Christ himself appointed him Bishop of Jerusalem when he appeared to James, and then the other apostles after the resurrection. And it was from Jerusalem that the good news of God's word and the new faith of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit spread to other lands. St. James wrote the book in the New Testament that bears his name, and he also wrote a liturgy, which is still used by the Armenian Orthodox Church. In the year 53 AD, a council of apostles and priests convened in Jerusalem, and St. James presided over it. In it, St. James declared that the Gentiles, which is any non-Jewish person, did not have to follow all Jewish ceremonial laws in order to join their new faith, but that they did, of course, have to practice the high standard of behavior as taught by Jesus Christ. St. Peter and St. Paul also took part in this assembly. St. James was a powerful preacher of the Lord and brought many people, both Jewish and non-Jewish, into the faith. Through the Holy Spirit, James made many miracles, such as healing the sick. He helped organize and nurture the new faith despite many obstacles. It was said of him that he lived a very ascetic life. He never drank wine, never wore fine clothes, and that he kneeled so often during prayer that his knees were swollen and toughened. One day, several non-believers came to St. James, when he was Bishop of Jerusalem, asking him to tell them about Jesus Christ. As he was explaining to them about the human and divine nature of Jesus, they dragged him down and beat him to death. Thus did he have a glorious reunion with his beloved Master, Jesus, and was rewarded with eternal joy for his good works on earth. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.